item number 10.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the study group activities regarding the possible transfer of management of inmate mental health and health care services to DHHS. This also went to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services, who took no action on this item.
Okay. All right. Item number 10, Inspector Schmidt, do you want to join us? And then we have everybody. No, that's fine. He can pull up this chair right here. Jim, we're good. All right. And Dr. Colon, if you just want to introduce everybody at the table for those who might be listening.
Yes, Madam Chair. Jim Kubicek is in our Behavioral Health Division, and he's a Deputy Director. And Inspector Schmidt is here on behalf of the Sheriff's Office that has been a partner with us in helping to move these possible recommendations in June forward.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay. In December, we provided the board with a report that pretty much outlined the goals and the objectives and a work plan that we will go through over the next 6 months to assess the possible transfer of the inmate medical unit to the Department of Health and Human Services, and also provide some recommendations on some options. We had our first meeting on February 6th, and the meeting consisted of the Sheriff's Office, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Administrative Services, and also General Counsel. And at the first meeting was pretty much an orientation meeting, and Paula Lucy requested, had a series of questions really to obtain a lot of information on the inmates that were in the unit. And so we reviewed that material over that at our first meeting, and one of the things that popped out was that 50% of the inmate medical of the patients there had some type of medical or mental health need. During that meeting, Inspector Schmidt indicated to us that they were going to put out an RFP. At the time, he mentioned within 14 days. That has not happened just yet, because I understand that Dr. Shansky is thoroughly looking at the RFP to make sure it meets the requirements of the medical monitor and the consent decree. We have our next meeting scheduled for March 28th, and at that meeting we want to focus on standards of care. And then prior to that, on March 22nd, we are going to go for a tour at the facilities, just kind of see firsthand the operations, and that tour will generate some discussion as well for our meeting on March 28th. So we will continue to meet with the Sheriff's Office and this group that the County Board have asked us to do throughout this period of time, and unless the County Board tells us, we should not.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I want to understand, the words are partnership and we're meeting, but is the partnership working, and is the RFP really a hedge against some expectation of failure here, or what are we doing? I mean, it doesn't seem like we're on the track to make this happen, and all indications are that we're moving in different directions.
Inspector Schmidt can speak to the RFP, but I'll say that our first meeting was a good meeting. We got the information that we requested from the Sheriff's Office. We had some meaningful dialogue during that meeting. So I'll say that our first meeting was a good meeting. We have our second meeting set up for March 28th, and the Sheriff's Office also thought it was important for us to have that tour. So I'd just like to say that the exchange has been good. Maybe Inspector Schmidt can speak to the RFP.
I'm sorry, before I appreciate that, but from your own standpoint, do you think we're on a timeline to be able to achieve this reasonably as expected, or I mean, if we're meeting every 2 months or something, that just doesn't sound.
I'm skeptical. Sure. We'll be meeting once a month, but I will say that the six-month timeline was extremely aggressive, and we've communicated that from the beginning. And I understand that there was the county board indicated that there would be some flexibility if we didn't have enough time within the 6 months to thoroughly analyze this possible transfer, and also to provide the recommendations that there be some flexibility to give us more time. So generally speaking, the 6 month is very aggressive.
Can I just, I'm sorry, because that's not entirely the case. When we met during the budget, the 6 months was not an aggressive timeline, to my understanding. The 6 months was a more than enough timeline in order to get this done. Now, if that's changed over the course of your meeting once a month or whatever, then I can understand that, or after reviewing the scope. But I know that during the budget we had discussed 3 months and trying to get this done by the end of March, beginning of April, and I was told that was an aggressive timeline, and that was not, that there was no way that it could be done within that amount of time. But the 6 months was kind of, and I thought, and again, Ms. Leiter, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that was laid out as sufficient enough time to get this whole thing, done and started, and that we would obviously need to, to go back and revisit and tweak it, but that the 6 months was going to work.
There was, Madam Chair. Or
good morning, Chairman Supervisors, or Chairwoman Supervisors, mm-hmm. Tia Torres, County Executive's Office. My recollection is we expressed great uncertainty with the six-month timeline, and we included that in our veto message under advice of DHHS staff. We thoroughly laid out our concerns with that timeline, mm-hmm. as well as limiting it to the Health and Human Services Division. And we were assured by Supervisor DeBruin at the time that the professional staff would be recognized as their expertise and their opinions would be given great weight in the deliberation as to what should occur.
I mean,
that's a tremendous hedge, Chair. I mean, first of all, the idea that you can't meet a timeline, if you don't get started until February, when right. you knew that it would, I mean, yes, the budget doesn't go into effect till January 1, but it doesn't mean that you don't start planning things.
Right.
So, I mean, there's just a clear indication that there isn't much of a real, I don't think there's a real intention to carry it through as it was in the budget. I think, we've clearly had these right. high-profile dust-ups relative to the sheriff not wanting to be told things in the budget, but the executive is also
right.
creating a pattern of not wanting to implement what he's told to do in the budget.
Right. And that coupled with the fact that the executive was fine with what was in the budget, that is the conclusion that you draw.
We weren't fine with what was in the budget.
Right.
We vetoed it and specifically removed the timeline and you overrid it.
We weren't fine with what was in the budget, but yet when the budget came out, you included what the sheriff had in the budget. So therefore, you did not come up with a plan B, which tells us that you're fine with what's in the budget. Because if you weren't fine with what was in the budget, then when the budget got to us, then you would have come up with some type of plan B or plan C or plan D. That did not happen. You gave it to us and said, go ahead and fix it. Now we are attempting to do that, and now we're being told that there's other obstacles and there's other roadblocks and there's other RFPs that are being let, which led us to the impression that this entire thing was smoke and mirrors, which doesn't make any of us happy.
Madam Chair.
And I'm sorry, Supervisor Lipscomb, were you?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, I will say something that I regret. Never mind.
Madam Chair.
All right. Supervisor Lipscomb and then Supervisor Jersey.
I did just want to get the sheriff's perspective on it. I appreciate it. I did want to let the administration first respond, but I did want his answer. Thank you.
All right. Inspector Bailey.
Inspector Schmidt today.
Inspector Schmidt. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, and good morning, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm. And this is, I believe, my first appearance here, so at this particular committee. So, first of all, I'll say this just as a preface, and then I'll specifically answer the question: is that the sheriff's office, of course, the main intent in this whole issue is to make sure that the inmates have appropriate medical and mental health treatment. The sheriff is well aware of his responsibilities in that area and intends to do whatever is necessary to make sure that that takes place. To answer specifically the question on the RFP, when this was first brought to the Finance Committee and it was suggested by the board that this oversight cooperative committee be created, we certainly were in favor of that. It's fine. We're willing to cooperate and work towards whatever the healthcare professionals feels the best route to go. However, with going specifically to the Department of Health and Human Services and the Behavioral Health Department, we didn't want to close down the options, and we mentioned this at the Finance Committee, that simply we'll explore every possibility, including and up to an RFP potentially being published. At this particular juncture, that has not occurred. Yesterday, literally, Dr. Shansky submitted a staffing plan that he felt would be appropriate for the County Correctional Facility South and Central. That staffing plan is currently being reviewed, and should an RFP, and I'm not even stating at this point that that's going to happen. It could happen, it may happen. We need to review all the potential options and see if it would be an appropriate measure. As far as the timeliness goes, our budget, as I understand it, is funded for inmate medical and mental health to the Sheriff's Office through the end of June. After that, my understanding is the money is in a different org unit. So if there's going to be a delay for whatever reason and this doesn't happen in the particular time frame, then obviously there'll be another issue that the board will have to consider as far as how to properly fund the inmate medical and mental health if indeed it stays underneath the sheriff. So we are certainly open. We're not mandating anything at this point. I do, on a positive note, I'll say that Director Colon at the meeting, I was astounded by how many different groups and people were there, so there does appear to be strong interest. However, from my perspective, and I like to do things very quickly, I'm not quite sure we're going to make this timeline based on the particular way we're going about this. I'm not saying we won't, but it doesn't appear we're going to make it based on the current scheduling, I'll put it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
Well, thank you.
All right. Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. This first question is directed to Director Colon. When you say tour, would you specify the facilities you're touring?
Yes, it's the inmate medical unit on the south, downtown south. And south side.
Madam Chair, if I may. Mm-hmm. I think to help out Director Colon, who probably is not familiar with our facilities, we have two health clinics, one at the County Correctional Facility South, one at the Central. I'm, at least from our perspective, what would be required is to go to both of those clinic areas, see the psychiatric units, how those are set up, see the medical units, how they're set up, and including the clinics themselves. So that would certainly be our advice as far as the tour goes.
Thank you, Inspector Smith. This is going to be somewhat of a backhanded comment, perhaps, but the statistics are pretty mind-boggling. 50% of 33,000 screened have medical or mental health issues. And I have actually been on the tour every year since I've been on the board of Facility South. I do wish some of the other supervisors would do that tour, because I usually am the only one. That is a statutory obligation of the chief judge that he tour these facilities. And if you are in the sheriff's system, the best analogy I can give it is it's black and white. You are in the system, therefore you will be in the system according to the rules, and it's going to be the only really program that I think the sheriff has buy-in to right now is the DOTS program, which is a discipline program. Whereas if you're in the behavioral health system, I'm going to call that a full 3D video color system, where there's a lot of gradations of the different kinds of mental health issues that people have. And that's the way this unit is going to start looking at these problems. So that is a huge, when you look at 18,000 inmates, that's a huge system. Now, the board was very concerned about the sheriff's view of the world, if you will. That, you know, we're in a black and white television on the set of Gunsmoke, as opposed to having this huge population of inmates that need to be looked at from a mental health standpoint and the kind of services. So I actually understand why it's going to take us some time, and I appreciate that. I would just like to know there's buy-in, because unfortunately the county exec's office has acted in ways in the past which suggests that, as one of my colleagues put it, he's still running a foundation. So I'd love to hear Ms. Torhorst and Mr. Colon indicate that we are trying to move towards some kind of services.
Director Colon?
Madam Chair, yes, I just wanted to clarify a statement that Supervisor Lipscomb made as well. But we've been working very diligent on this since this was passed in the budget. Sometime in as far back in December, we were asking specific information from the sheriff's office. We did not get all of the information that we requested until sometime in January. Had we had that information, we would have met in January. We got most of it towards the end of January. We got some additional information at the meeting, but there was a series of questions we've asked, so that kind of prevented us from having that first meeting. But we're working very diligent moving forward. As I mentioned, at the last meeting, there was this statement about going forward with an RFP. That didn't stop us for continuing to set up these meetings, not only the next meeting, but also this tour of the facility. So we are working very diligent moving forward. There just has to be a plan and a process. We don't feel very comfortable just taking this over without going through a process, getting some meaningful data, and making sure that we're providing this board with the proper recommendations.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
The county executive takes this incredibly seriously. This is people's lives and their families' lives, and has impacts on generations, and we acknowledge that, and that is why we want to have a very thorough conversation about the standards of care, what is being currently provided, and what should be provided. Should these people even be in the system, or should we have the community-based system that's more supportive of people that have mental health issues that perhaps shouldn't even be in the system to begin with? All of these are large information-gathering items, which is why we hope that there will be a thoughtful process in transitioning this care. We're not saying that we are opposed to taking this over through HHS. We just want to be fully informed of what that entails, how that reporting structure will occur, how the various levels of staffing will change or be impacted, and ensuring that the county workers who provide the service are protected in doing so.
Supervisor Biddle.
So Supervisor Mayo told me I was being too quiet, so I'm going to say something. What's done is done. Moving forward, I suggest that the administration and the Sheriff's Department really get on a more aggressive timeline of meetings, planning and preparation to make this happen. There was an initiative that was in the budget. It seems like t- time has been wasted and mismanaged. So moving forward, you know, I hope that in the next coming months with the new board that you'll have some more information to give us about when this is going to happen and meeting that timeline, because this is unacceptable. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I would agree that sitting here and hearing about monthly meetings or it takes 2 months to get information, that does not send a clear message to people that we're really, that this is a priority and that we're really aggressively pursuing this. So I would say whatever needs to happen in order to just, you know, I thought the 6 month time was being generous. Not that it was generous to have that everything up and running and, you know, that everything was, you know, all the wheels were, well, but enough time to get us to the point where we have, you know, BHD and DHHS, you know, administering the programs. And clearly the sheriff maintains the oversight of those programs no matter where we send this. So, you know, he has a vested interest in seeing this done and done well. But, you know, again, the 6 months was not only getting it up and getting it running, but also getting, that was latitude. And so I want to just caution everybody at the table that to come back here in June and to not have anything in place and to tell us that you met once a month to try to accomplish this is not going to sit well with this county board, because unfortunately there are going to be hopefully some of us left here who are actually at that table at that very first meeting. And some of us who were the co-sponsors or sponsors, the authors of that amendment, and knew exactly what that amendment was to do and what was the expectation. And so, I understand it is a great big undertaking, but a lot of that was already accounted for in the resolution that Ms. Collins put together, the amendment to the resolution, because again, when the budget came to us in 2012, the sheriff had RFP'd this out and was going to use a private contractor. And this county board stepped in and said, we would prefer that you look at this option. And the sheriff was amenable to that, and we were very appreciative of that. And DHHS was also amenable to it. And so, you know, that's the course that we're on. And we, you know, unless you bring us a report next month saying that there's absolutely some reason that can't happen, that's what our expectation is. Supervisor Biddle?
I just want to say to the county executive's staff is that, I mean, there's a sentiment on this board that the county board, what we adopt, what we want, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And the county executive could have another 4 years of working with the county board and really getting things done for the people of this county, well, we can continue like this for the next 4 years and just be bickering and fighting amongst and pointing the fingers and not getting anything done. And I think that what the sentiment is just that, you know, when it comes to his priorities, it's urgency. You know, then he wants to meet, then he wants to send letters down, then he wants to, you know, do his job. And then when it comes to the priorities that he disagreed with in the budget, it's becoming very apparent that he's dragging his feet and letting things slip to the wayside. So I would just encourage the county executive to really work with the county board and not ignore the adopted policies and get on a timeline to implement this stuff, because the people's business needs to be done. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Lydon?
Been a part of that discussion about the 6 months,
yeah,
at the time during when I was interim. And Paula and I certainly, I think, asked for that 6 months just because it is such a daunting issue. And I think there were a couple of other kind of major issues. And one is we looked at whether it should be a division as part of DHHS or whether BHD, because BHD has so much on its plate right now. Taking that into consideration, we've already had challenges with physicians. They have a major redesign going on. So part of the overall review was going to include, is this something that BHD at this point could realistically take on, or whether it should be a separate division with DHHS. But I can say that there was a lot of very specific information requested from from Inspector Schmidt and his staff that we finally got, such as looking at the staffing. There are issues around the formulary, the medication administration, because they have a formulary and BHD does not have a formulary. There are other issues around the electronic medical records. We're needing to look at that because BHD is moving on with that, and of course they are not there. So I think we're looking at all of these things. The purpose for the tour is really to see how, you know, the care is being administered within the facility. What kind of staffing pattern do they use? Is this something that we might be able to integrate with BHD? And while they do give physical health care and mental health care, as you know, right now at BHD, you know, we've had challenges. You know, part of our other concern was whether or not, as we look at psychiatrists, you know, do they have enough staffing? So I do think that there is very specific information that we're trying to gather to make an informed decision and recommendation, and that we clearly thought initially, you know, that there was a move to move it forward quickly and that the 6 months would give us an opportunity to really take a look at that. I think there was always concerns from the county executive's office. I think that, you know, we think it's ambitious, but the department will be able to come back with a recommendation looking at some very specific things. Because, of course, you know, it is very major as we talk about good health care for the inmates there and also mental health care. There are issues around discharge planning, who's responsible for that. We had over, and we can share with you the types of information requested that Ms. Lucy put together, and then I requested some follow-up information because I've been sitting on part of that committee. We are gathering, I think, the baseline detailed information we have to be able to make a very good informed recommendation to this board.
Thank you, Ms. Lighting. Is there any other comments or questions from the committee? Ms. Director Carmel, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No.
All right. Okay. Inspector Schmidt, anything else you'd like to add?
I want to respond to one set of statements that's been made. The sheriff's office and the data that's been requested, as soon as we get those requests, any data that's at our fingertips was immediately sent to Director Colon and his staff. Some of the specific data that was requested is things, and this was an issue with specifically the electronic medical records. It's not an easy system to query, and that does take some time. Our original recommendation back when we did suggest a particular vendor. They had a brand new medical record system that they were going to include in that. That probably would have expedited being able to get specific data. We don't have that capability. So understandably, some of the data that they're requesting, it's extremely tedious to get out of the current electronic medical records. I do appreciate that, as was stated, that that's something that they are, or DHHS, BHD, or whoever may be considered, of updating that system. That is, quite frankly, imperative, and one that Dr. Shansky, of course, has requested as well. So, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Item number 11.
Move, I have a question.
I'm sorry. Supervisor Mayo had a question. Was it for
What's the timeline now? Where are you looking for? Are you going to have some things in place in June? What's the timeline? Because we're going through this bickering, not getting information. When do you think that you would have a decision so this body can say, yes, we can do, or no, we're not going to do?
We are moving forward with the aggressive timeline that has been put place in place by the county board and the adopted budget. So in June, we'll provide recommendations to the board after going through this process over the next several months. So that is our intent and our plan to provide this board with recommendations in June.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So just to clarify, so in June we will have just a recommendation. We won't have anything off the ground.
Correct.
And you do realize that the org unit changes in June. And so it becomes the DHHS issue in June.
Yes. So that's where I believe it was our understanding that we would provide the recommendations regarding the possible transfer over to DHHS. And throughout these months, we're analyzing that information. We would come to the board with that report.
Alex.
Madam Chair, supervisors, I have been in discussion with the budget people in the Sheriff's Department also in terms of the funding and how 6 months of the year is in the DHHS budget and 6 months is in the Sheriff's Department. The Office of the Sheriff has the entire tax levy amount, and it's a cross-charge relationship between the two divisions. So what we would do, depending on the recommendation, would be coming forward with a fund transfer to establish enough money for the sheriff to run it as long as we need it in the June cycle to, in total, if the recommendation is for DHHS or VHD to run it as of a certain date, then we would make the fund transfer, allow for the sheriff's office to have the sufficient funding. They have the tax levy funding. It's just a matter of where it is in terms of the fund transfer. So that's the plan right now. And both the Office of the Sheriff budget people and I have been in discussions about how we would do that if necessary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Supervisor
Joseph? I just want to make a comment. I appreciate the proactive thinking. It's obvious to me the staff has seen the problem and they've devised a solution and a plan for it. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Item number